What do you believe? Do you believe you can actually be scary shredded? Do you think you can look in the mirror and smile at yourself and be like, dang, I look good? Or do you have one of these top 20 limiting beliefs I'm going to share with you inside this podcast? The chances are it's the latter, because when I have worked with thousands of clients before, every single one of them had at least one of these limiting beliefs, and usually multiple. So in this podcast, I'm going to share with you what a limiting belief is. I'm going to share with you the process to actually overcome it, erase it, and to replace it with an empowering belief. And our beliefs are often the last piece of the puzzle once we understand the skill sets, once we have the character traits to actually achieve any goal that we want to. So if you get any value from this, oh my gosh, please share this with somebody who needs to break some limiting beliefs and make sure you subscribe to the podcast. All right, let's dive in. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanares.
There are only three reasons you are not lean and muscular. You don't have the skill sets, you don't embody the character traits, or your beliefs are out of alignment. Muscular millionaire skills and beliefs have been covered in a previous video. This video is about muscular millionaire beliefs. And I'm going to share with you the 20 most common limiting beliefs. And I will also share my four-step process to turn these limiting beliefs upside down and turn them into empowering beliefs. So break your first belief that hitting the like button, subscribing to the channel isn't meaningful or helpful for the YouTube algorithm, because it is, and show this video some love so more entrepreneurs like yourself can be lean and muscular. So let's start off by defining terms. What is a limiting belief? Limiting belief is a thought or idea that limits a person's ability to achieve their goals or reach their full potential. Limiting beliefs often stem from negative or untrue messages that a person has internalized over time. A limiting belief becomes part of our identity. And after training thousands of clients while owning a gym and working one-on-one as an online coach, there are 20 repeated beliefs I've heard throughout the past decade. Here they are in no particular order. Number one, I don't know how to take care of my body. Number two, it's too hard to live a healthy lifestyle. Number three, working out is hard. Number four, I don't have time to work out. Number five, I travel too much. Number six, I am unworthy. Number seven, I am not good enough. Number eight, I don't deserve it. Number nine, I don't know how. Number 10, I'm too busy and overwhelmed. Number 11, I am too busy to make healthy choices. Number 12, being healthy is hard. Number 13, I struggle to stay consistent. Number 14, I don't like working out in the morning, afternoon, evening, right? Number 15, I don't like working out at home or at the gym or in front of people or alone. Number 16, I can't eat healthy on the road. Number 17, I can't eat healthy at events. Number 18, I don't want to eat different than my family. Number 19, I'm out of balance. Number 20, I'm not in control of my time. And as a bonus, number 21, I am a people pleaser. Now, have you heard these before from other people? Possibly even said them to yourself? I have. I still do occasionally. And the reality is that my mind is a lot less free than I would like to think. My deepest, most influential thoughts are rooted in my subconscious thoughts, the ones I'm not even really aware of. And the challenge is that once I accept these thoughts from my subconscious mind, they become truth, at least truth to me. And unless I make a conscious effort to uproot these limiting beliefs, they become as true as Santa Claus does to my three-year-old. When my health wasn't where I wanted to be, when I wasn't earning the money I wanted, when I wasn't living with courage and confidence, it was a combination of limiting beliefs holding me back. When I really uncovered these limitations, it was like someone removed the ceiling from this box that was holding me down. I discovered my most limiting beliefs. I was able to turn them into empowering beliefs. Now, the process I'm about to share with you is super exciting. This process is known as Belief Breakthrough. And the credit to this one, it goes to one of my mentors, Chris Krohn. Now, I perform this process almost every single day, at least once per day for over a year and a half. I still use this process today when I find myself getting triggered. I quickly found a leaner process than Chris's process that works a little bit better for me. And I broke it down into just four steps. Number one, become aware of the limiting belief. Number two, determine the magnitude of limiting belief. Number three, make the decision whether I'm going to continue to believe this belief or not. And number four, replace it with a new and empowering belief. Now, this process has dramatically changed my life and helped how I interpreted the past, the present, and the future. Yes, the future. You see, I wear this wristband every single day that says everything goes my way. And regardless of the circumstance, I seek to find the silver lining, the lesson, or the asset in each situation and each story. I get to experience life in each moment with happiness and peace, knowing that I am in control, not in the outcomes, but in my response to every situation. And so when I went from I'm not worthy to I am freaking worth it, it was the difference between me investing myself and taking action, having enthusiasm, being persistent, and most importantly, just staying in the game rather than feeling defeated and quitting. And so as I picked apart each of these limiting beliefs, I started to realize that I exposed this old moth that I was and allowed me to actually blossom into this beautiful butterfly. Now, the muscular millionaire beliefs are the final step of this equation. And until all 20 of these limiting beliefs are replaced with empowering beliefs, the ceiling will stay on the box. Now, if you're interested in this belief breakthrough process, comment down below and I will share a training on how I actually do this process. And if you got any value from this video, smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, and if you haven't watched the Millionaire Muscular Millionaire Skill Sets video, go watch that right here. All right, guys, bye-bye.